Welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. Simpson College fell to number 4 Wartburg on Saturday, and they learned why Wartburg is so highly rated. The score 63-0 at Buxton Stadium, heard live on 94.3 KNIA. The Storm actually held the Knights scoreless in the first quarter, coming out firing, but a lightning delay quickly took all momentum away from Simpson, and Wartburg's defense took over the game, giving the offense multiple short fields. I talked to head coach Reed Hoskins after the game. He said he was proud of the fight the team showed, and he wants them to be able to replicate their start and carry that throughout the games. Catch up with him on this post-game interview on today's Lely Radio Sports Page.
Talking Simpson football with head coach Reed Hoskins and SimpsonAthletics.com. And coach, fall to Wartburg here today, and I think we saw why they're rated as the number 4 team in the country, and defense is one of the top in the entire country.
Yeah, no question. A lot of fight out of our guys, especially early, and you know, a lot of energy, and obviously, I mean, that you make mistakes against good teams, and you know, it catches up to you, and that was definitely the case today.
Talk about the first quarter, holding a team like Wartburg scoreless, having a chance to go ahead.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the field goal was tipped, but the guys came out with a ton of fire and energy.
Yeah. No, they did, and you know, we're proud of the way that those guys started the game and answered the bell, and you know, knowing the type of team that was rolling in here, and you know, they didn't shy away from it from that standpoint. So, a lot of good things there, and you know, you could tell their offense was a little bit out of sorts there to begin with, and our defense is being really aggressive, and you know, obviously their defense gave us problems all day. I mean, it's a lot of talented guys, a lot of experience over there, and they're well coached.
I know that lightning delay, both teams had to go for it, but when you're kind of the underdog and you need to keep that energy up to keep it pushing on them, that certainly didn't help.
Yeah, and no, I mean, it's, you know, I thought our guys actually handled the delay a lot better than they did a week ago, you know, and just even as a staff, I mean, having contingency plans and understanding the way that we want to handle it and go through it. So I thought the guys, really did a nice job of having a lot of energy, you know, throughout that side of it. And, you know, obviously it comes down to executing when we get back out here.
Getting off the field on third down, especially in about halfway through that second quarter on Wartburg, 0 of 3 in the first quarter, 11 of 15 the rest of the game, which means they're 11 of 12, and that's just, again, a hard thing to do.
Oh, no question about it. I mean, that's the big thing for our defense is having the ability to get off the field, you know. And, we did that early and, you know, definitely, you know, missed some plays that were there for us, as the game went on. And they're able to convert a heck of a lot more. I think they convert every third down after that except for one. So, that's a big difference in the game.
Well, I know Wartburg does this, and this is their M.O. You get stuck on one side of the field. How do you talk to the guys about that? When you're going to look at film, it's like on offense, even when we can't go for the score, we got to at least try to do something to flip the field here.
Oh,
and
no
obviously
question.
Easier said than done.
Yeah, and obviously there were, you know, some miscues and some turnovers that really, you know, shortened the field for their offense. And they, you know, good teams take advantage of those things. But, special teams-wise, you know, we didn't flip the field like we needed to. You know, we didn't set ourselves up for success with the field position side of it. And, you know, that gave them a lot of short fields, a lot of opportunities to finish. And they did.
I know defensively, when you try to get around to the edge on this Wartburg team, one-on-one tackles, they're hard to bring down. But on film, one of those things those guys on the defensive side have to do is just kind of convert some of those one-on-ones.
Oh, no question about it. And, you know, I mean, their back's a special player. I mean, he's an All-American for a reason and, you know, has obviously a lot of accolades, you know, and stats along with it. I thought our guys really handled him really well, you know, early on. And, you know, when it came down to it, I mean, if you're a little bit late getting to the line of scrimmage and, you know, don't react quite as quickly, it makes that job a heck of a lot easier or a lot more difficult in one-on-ones. And, you know, that was the difference. You know, there's a lot of, you know, learning curve out there. I mean, heck, you know, for most of the second half, we had 3 freshmen out there in our secondary. So, you know, a lot of guys that'll, you know, draw from this experience and help moving forward.
I felt offensively getting the ball to guys in space, and that really helped. Getting Rankins Jr., getting Worth out to guys in space has been a theme for this offense.
Yeah, no question. We have some talent in those spots, and you know, I wish we would have blocked the perimeter a little more consistently. You know, and some of those opportunities would have been even better. You know, as things were going on, but that was definitely part of the game plan there, and you know, just having balance in general is something that's extremely important to our offense.
Final thoughts on the game here today. Got off to a great start. And eventually Wartburg just kind of took over, try to learn from it.
Yeah. And, I mean, you know, hey, every game, every season is going to have good and bad to it, you know. I mean, every practice does, you know, from that side of things. So, you know, the key, and that's what we talked about when we came back in here, is how we respond, you know. It's like win or lose this game. It's about how we respond going into next week. And we got more than half the season left. So, you know, we got to learn from these experiences and, you know, continue to get better.
Thank you very much for joining us, Coach. Really appreciate it. And we'll see you at BV on Saturday.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks to head coach Reed Hoskins for joining us. Simpson falls to 1-3 on the season and 0-2 in American Rivers Conference play. They travel to Buena Vista to continue conference play on Saturday. Thanks for tuning in to today's Lely Radio Sports page. More after this on KNIA and KRLS.